rights defenders who face intimidation for cooperating with the United Nations and its mechanisms. Mr. President, staff members of the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission continue to face reprisals and intimidation due to the reports submitted by the Commission to international human rights mechanisms. For instance, on April 6, 2024, two Ethiopian security personnel in civilian clothes stormed the home of one Commission staff member, threatened him, and demanded to cease his work in the human rights field. Mr. President, from January to May 2024, the Israeli Occupation Authority ignored numerous requests to renew visas for UN employees, which obstructed relief and humanitarian efforts. Finally, MAAT recommends that member states pressure Ethiopia to halt violations against members of the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission and urge Israel to grant UN employees the necessary visas to carry out their humanitarian missions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I now give back the floor to you, dear Mrs. Keres. This is Assistant Secretary General, for your concluding remarks. You have the floor, dear madam.
Thank you very much.